I don't even want to jump in there. She's got the best bumps in the business, producer. She is a good producer. Who trained that producer?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No.
Jessica, where did you get your training from? Roger Bettis, she says. Yeah, yeah. Well, so that explains a lot.
It was a long time ago.
I don't know. On the phone right now, Lauren Miele of the Catnip Times. We're talking about the Meow Meetup coming up in Chicago. When is that again?
That is July 21st and 22nd. Coming up here soon.
Yeah, it is coming up soon. That's at the Rosemont Convention Center. So we talked about some of the educational events. There'll be veterinarians and others speaking about some very serious issues. And you have some keynote speakers that I happen to know about.
Yeah, there's one keynote speaker that you might be familiar with. I don't know if you've heard of him, but his name is Steve Dale.
Yes, I have.
You heard of him?
I've heard of him. Yeah.
So Steve's going to be there.
Is that the Chicago Steve Dale?
Yeah, yeah.
It is the Chicago Steve Dale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. So he'll be there, and he's kicking the whole thing off. So we're really excited.
It's a lot of
Saturday
pressure.
Morning. Yeah.
It is. So that's Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, I think, right?
Saturday morning, yeah, 10 a.m.
Saturday morning, yes, at 10 o'clock that I'll be doing that. And what I'll be talking about are cats as kind of the Rodney Dangerfield of pets. There are, in fact, more cats than dogs in America, but cats are under-medicalized. Cats are more often victims of domestic abuse and violence to animals than dogs are, for example. They're more relinquished more often to animal shelters compared to dogs, on and on and on. And I will talk about that, why that's the case, what we can do about it. Also, I'll talk about some misconceptions, of which there are many, that people have about cats. So that's on Saturday morning. And on Sunday morning, your keynote is
Becky Robinson, which people might be possibly less familiar with, but those of us who are involved in the cat world really appreciate the work that she does. So she's from Alley Cat Allies. She's the founder and president of Alley Cat Allies. And she does a lot of great work around trap, neuter, release, and how to manage community cats, which is a code name or whatnot for feral cats. Mm-hmm. So she's teaching people how to deal with those populations and really making a huge improvement, especially, you know, Chicago is one of those cities that has seen a huge improvement in feral populations due to trap, neuter, release. So we're excited to have her on Sunday as well, definitely.
Yeah, we lost, as I think you know, Lauren, one of the greatest supporters of that, a friend of mine, Dr. Donna Alexander, who passed away,
so
our county veterinarian. Yeah. But I'll be speaking at a memorial for her, as it turns out, on Tuesday at the Cook County Board. She was just on the show on May 20th, and we talked about, we didn't talk about TNR. We talked about rabies vaccine clinics, which are offered low-cost clinics. So you can get your rabies vaccines, right, inexpensively in Cook County at all these different locations. She was so proud of the fact that we do this. She would administer the vaccines herself, and that's never done by the administrator in any city that I know of. I mean, thousands of vaccines over the course of the summer, and we will miss her greatly. And I brought up her name because she's part of the reason why we have the strong ordinance that we do regarding trap, neuter, return in Cook County. All right. So aside from that, you have lots of fun things happening at Meow Meetup Chicago. What are some of them?
There are a lot of fun things happening. So the Cat Cafe, so you can stop by there. That's sponsored by Nulo Pet Food. So the Cat Cafe is all about sitting down. You have to get a reservation for it, but you'll sit down, yeah, with a cappuccino possibly and hang out with a bunch of adoptable cats. And our adoptable cats are being brought in by Almost Home Foundation. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then you can also do kitty yoga. So I don't know if you've heard of kitty yoga, but you can come in your street clothes and take part in kitty yoga sessions. You have to reserve that ahead of time, too, just because there's limited space to do that. But go in and you'll get a yoga mat from the event, and you'll get to hang out in a room in some quiet for about an hour and a half and just have little cats walking all over you or under you as you're doing some really, really easy beginner yoga poses and that sort of thing. So that's going to be a ton of fun, too. I can go on and on. I talked about the after party, but we also have for those who aren't into the late night thing, we've got a brunch and bingo, a Meowmosa brunch and kitty bingo session that's happening on Sunday morning.
What is kitty? So I was talking about this on the air with Bill and Wendy, and yeah. Bill said that kitty bingo was actually taking a giant bingo board and moving a cat from place to place as they call out N3. I don't believe that's what it is. But what?
No, but I'm like, wow, that could be interesting.
What is kitty bingo?
So kitty bingo, it's really, so have you seen the, like how they do it in Vegas with these stampers? I just know about this because I saw my aunt who's elderly out, and she lives out in Vegas, and they have like 15 different boards in front of them, and they go like maniacs with those stampers. It's unbelievable how fast they are. But anyway, so everyone will get a bingo card. The bingo card will have cat names on it, so Siberian and Burman and any sort of cat breed you can think of will be on there. And we'll call out a cat breed, and then you'll be have a little stamper that will have a cat on it that you can use to mark your spot. And then whoever wins, obviously, is going to get some great prizes because we have a ton of really good raffle prizes, like a pet cube and a litter robot and a lot of different really cool things to win.
And speaking of pedigree cats, the International Cat Association will be there?
They are coming as well. And that was just added recently. So excited about this because they are going to be showing off some of the adoptable cats. And so we're going to be doing a cat agility contest there. And so with the adoptable cats from Almost Home Foundation, we'll be able to kind of show them off and take them through a little obstacle course. And, you know, obviously cats do what they want to do. So some of them I'm sure will participate and have fun, and others may not. We'll just have to see.
I've seen cat agility, and it's actually, they can be trained to do it just as well as dogs can. And yep. I will tell you, and this is something else I'll be talking about, anything you can train a dog to do, in general, you can train a cat to do better. It's a misconception. Yeah, it's true. It's a misconception people have about cats. It's absolutely true. Learning theory is learning theory, and I'll talk about that. I'll explain that. Am I missing? Are we missing anything? Oh, the cat movies that you'll have, and the cat celebrities that'll be out there. I mean, how can we skip the celebrities?
Right. So, well, there's a cat video fest. So we've got tons of cute videos that are coming in, and Colin Marmalade's cat dad. So Colin Marmalade is pretty popular, and he's broken the, or they have broken the internet, I think, a few times. But their cat dad, Chris, is going to be putting together a compilation of our fans, their different videos, their cat videos, and having a really funny reel put together. So everyone can come and see that, and that's a free event. Everything else is free other than the cat cafe and the kitty yoga just because of the limited space. But the meet and greets are going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be having Chicago cat celebrities there. So Chuck the Duck will be there. He's not a duck. It just rhymes. So there's no actual reason why he's called the duck.
But will they be really signing autographs?
They will. Actually, Chuck is bringing autographs there, yes. Autographed copies of pictures of him.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Sinbad the
Roger's
Survivor.
Shaking his head here.
Yeah, I know, right? He's like, I can't believe this conversation. Well,
I've been in this business 40 years. Look what it's come to.
You know, when you start talking videos, I was thinking, oh, that would be great if they could have a retrospective of the one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
Which is?
T-H-E Cat.
I don't know that.
He played a reformed burglar, cat burglar.
Of course.
And his name was Thomas Hewart Edward Cat.
Really?
T-H-E Cat.
It had a great jazz score
as the theme. And it's, I forgot the actor's name who was in it, but it's one of my favorite TV series of all time. Maybe feature it.
Okay, I'm going to have to look into that.
There you go.
So I do have a request here. A question, is Pusheen one of the cat celebrities?
Pusheen is not one of the cat celebrities, but you can see Eddie Meowster.
Eddie Meowster will be there.
Yes,
okay.
We'll be there.
I don't know these names either, Roger. I mean, they're new to me.
Well, one of my, I used to work in public relations, and one of our clients
was
Morris.
Oh, right.
No way.
Yes, yeah. Way.
I met Morris the cat.
Yes.
I did an appearance with Morris once.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the Morrises.
Well, we used to. Not only did we
Morris,
have
the
to,
original one was from the Chicago area, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Parker's, yeah. And so it was a local, a Chicago public relations agency that had them as a client, and we used to have to book the handler and Morris in media interviews around the country. And Morris, the handler, rode first class, and we booked a seat right next to the handler for Morris. They rode, they flew first class, two seats, one for each. And so I was in charge of those tours for a couple of years. Yeah. It was really interesting.
So unbeknownst to you or me, I mean, you probably contacted me at some point.
I probably did.
That's hysterical.
That was a long time ago.
Or maybe not. Maybe that was a different Morris, because there were a couple of Morris
there have
the
been
cats,
several.
Right?
Yeah,
but they're
there
all,
have been several.
They were all big orange male cats, right?
Yeah. In fact, the original, I believe, was like found... not in a shelter, was actually found outside.
In Oak Park area, I think, actually.
And they went with that, and the history was made.
History was made. Yeah. So you are not having Morris the cat there, unfortunately.
No, but if Morris were still with us, then I think we definitely would have Morris there.
But everything else is happening at the Meow Meetup Chicago. Now, the moment people have been waiting for.
Uh-oh.
To get in, we have a super secret code where you can save a few dollars. So you need to tell us how to do this. How do you do this, Lauren?
So all you have to do is go to meowmeetup.com, and when you click on tickets, you'll be taken to a registration screen, and there's a little box in there that says discount code, and you just enter the super secret code, which is Steve Dale, one word.
It's easy enough to remember.
It's kind of like Madonna, one word, Steve Dale.
Right.
Well, actually, I had no idea about this, and Lauren was on my show a couple of weeks ago and mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, this is cool. I could save people money, you know?
Yeah.
I had no clue. So tell us how to do this one more time. Walk us through it, because I get confused.
So it's really easy. You just go to meowmeetup.com. And then you click on tickets, then you'll be taken to our registration screen where you can register for the event and pick and choose whatever you'd like to take part in. But before you do that, there's going to be a discount code box, and you're just going to type in Steve Dale, one word, just type that in the box, and then you're going to save $5 on general admission.
That's pretty cool.
That's about what I'm worth, $5.
Actually, $4.95, but we'll round it off.
They stretched it. I know that. And again, the event is, so people know,
July 21st and 22nd. So mark your calendars, save the date. But you need to register early, because I don't want people waiting in line and stuff like that, because that won't be fun. So just register early. I want everyone to be able to take part in the Cat Cafe and Kitty Yoga and all the different things. Our adoption lounge, which is going to be important. We want to adopt 100 cats out that weekend.
Which is cool.
To loving home. So I want people to be able to take part in everything. So it's best to register early and get your tickets early and use code Steve Dale to save some money on that and help come out and support a great cause and go out and meet some people who love cats as much as I do and you do, I think, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, actually, Roger is a cat lover. I know you
we,
are.
We had Madeline, our cat, for 14 years. A very, very special member of our family.
Yeah.
And she had a run of the place. And I tell you, if I could have a pet, and we've had both a cat and a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I love Rufus, our dog, I think I felt more comfortable with Madeline.
Actually, something else I may mention. I happen to be, and it's, I was friends with the father of veterinary behavior. His name was R.K. Anderson, and he has written or wrote, he passed away at the age of 90 several years ago, or maybe 91, and we were personal friends, an amazing, amazing man in so many different ways, and he authored maybe 30 scientific or 40 or 50, I don't know, scientific papers with a legend in veterinary medicine. He created something called the gentle collar. It was his invention, actually. He was the co-inventor of it. He was known as the cookie pusher. He was one of the first people to talk about positive reinforcement with dogs back in the 50s when he was working as an animal control officer, actually, in Denver. having so he's known and he expert in dog aggression, would speak around the world about how to deal with aggressive dogs. And he was the first to say these dogs are really fearful, which has now been proven to all everything he has said has proven to be true over and over and over again. In truth, he didn't, for the last 30 years of his life, didn't have dogs. He had cats. And he was a cat guy. He was a cat guy, in truth.
That's
and he really talked about how, privately anyway, and would publicly too, about how there are so many misconceptions about cats. And he loved the fact that I had a trained cat at the time. So I'll talk about my piano-playing cat and how Dr. Anderson came to my house to videotape that because he couldn't believe it. And was thrilled about it. So those are some of the things that I will be talking about. Lauren, I'm so happy you're doing this because it's going to make the world a better place for cats. And mostly because it will be a lot of fun.
It will. And I'm so excited to have you. And I can't wait to listen to your keynote. It's going to be amazing.
Me too. Can't wait to listen because who knows what I'm going to say. I don't know. I never know.
It'll be good. Whatever it is, it'll be good.
Whatever it is. Thank you again for staying up so late or getting up so early. I appreciate it.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That's Lauren Miele. And it, again, is called the Meow Meow Meetup that's coming to Chicago.